The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Finally, Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the parish of Zaken Mamre, right? Zaken Mamre is somebody who argues with the Sanhedrin, right? And he paskins the Kiddivarov, and they tell him not to. So the halacha is that since if he paskins, they bring him back to Yerushalayim and they kill him, right? What's the azhar of a Zaken Mamre? The lav of Zaken Mamre is that we said that it says that the lav and asay al piyat teresh yerucho, right? And it says loisosu that you're not going to go connect the chacham, right? So that is the lav of Zaken Mamre. So the Rambam has a chiddush in the parasha of the lav of loisosu. The Rambam says that this lav of loisosu that says that you have to listen to the chacham is not only going on. Mitzvahs min haTorah, that to explain pshat in the mitzvahs that you have to listen to the Chacham, even on the Rabbanans, in the Chacham say, they're guided to the Koran, the Rabbanan, there's a lot of loisos that says that you're mechuyiv to listen to them. Right? That's the sheet of the Rama. And the Ramban, Sefer Mitzvahs, the first Shayrish is very mayach, right? He brought four or five places where the Rambam, where he brings the Rambam, says it clearly, the Rambam sighs for saying the Rambam said in, right, in Hilchos Mamrim we had, and the Rambam says it in over here in Sefer Mitzvahs in the first Shayrish, right? And the Rambam says it in some other place. So the all these places, the Rambam says that Loisos are going on the Rabbanans. The Ramban says can't be. There's no such thing. The Lav Loisos are according to the Ramban does not include the Rabbanans. It only includes the Araises, right? So the Ramban basically, the Ramban has a bunch of kashas, but if you want to condense basically the Ramban's tainus. The Ramban is there's basically two categories of tainus. There's two categories. The first tainus that the Ramban has is that the Ramban said that how could you tell me that Loisoser is going on the Rabbanan's Teraisis, right? The Ramban has a bunch of proofs, but the bottom line is that we find in the Gemara that there's differences in Afkiminus between Dinei the Rabbanan and Dinei Teraisis. So if we find the differences between the Rabbanan's and Teraisis, right, how could it be? Like so we said, by Sophic Teraisis is the Chumra, by Sophic the Rabbanan is the kula, but if every derabon is deraisa, because lois osir, so then every derabon should have the chumra of a deraisa. That was basically one category of kashas that the Ramban has. That was the first.
Each one you could say, you know.
Right, for each one, Rabbanon, right.
Maybe
there's individual truths.
Right. That are
true, but I'm gonna say over in a minute there's a more general terence that the says it, I believe that Rabbi Chanan says. Okay, so that's one kash. And we saw also that the Ramban has another kash. The Ramban afterwards, the next paragraph that the Ramban says that we see from this sugya in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on that Pezayin, this sugya of Zaken Mamre, we see clearly, Zok the Ramban, that it can't be that there is the lav of Loisoser is going on the Rabbanans, because it's clear from the Gemara that Zaken Mamre, you can only become a Zaken Mamre on their Isis. So we'll see later from the different sheets that the Ramban brings from Aaron Gemara. So these are basically two questions. These are two basic questions on the Shita of the Rambam. Now we find also, and mentioned also, the Rambam not only does he say there's a Lavaloi Saucer, in general that you have to listen to the Chom and the Rabbanans, but the Rambam himself says there's an Afkamino by Zaken Mamre too. The Rambam says, Zaken Mamre has to argue with the Chacham over a certain halach. What if the Zaken Mamre argues with the Chachamim about a din that's derabonah? Right? So we have that the Rambam says that if the Zaken Mamre argues with the Chachamim even about a din that's derabonah. The case the Rambam gives is, if he argues with the Chachamim whether Chametz becomes Osir on Erev Pesach before this man, before Chatzos. Chametz only becomes Osir after Chatzos. So if he argues with the Chachamim about whether the Chometz becomes Osir, not before Chatzos, he could still also become a Zaken Mamre, even though it's only in the Rabbanan. And that the Ramban says, we see from the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Sugya is Mavur, that they can only argue about the Araisa, and he cannot argue about the Rabbanan. Now the truth is that the Gemara, even though the Ramban says that he's derived from the Gemara, not like the Rambam, but the truth is that one of the cases in the Gemara happens to be a case which seems to be a riot to the Rambam, not to the Ramban. Because the Gemara lists a bunch of potential machloikises, differences of opinion between Zochin Rambam and the Chacham. The Gemara goes through a bunch of lists. Let's say Zochin Rambam argues with the Chacham about a specific case. So one of the cases it talks about is the halacha of Ibra Hashanah. You know this halacha that the Sanhedrin, right, they decide whether they should add an extra month of the year, right? Machloikis Ibra Hashanah. You know, there's a question whether they should add an extra month of the year, not Ibra Hashanah. So one of the things it says over there is this machloikis Tanoim, if Beis Din is allowed to make a leap year after Purim. Kuli Beis Din is only allowed to make a leap year up until Purim, but once it's Purim, it's already less than 15 days to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to be Ma'abra D'Shana anymore. This was Machloikis, if you could be Ma'abra D'Shana in between Purim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if the Zokin Mamre argues with the Chachamim about this, depending who holds what, right? Zochin Rambam will say you could, and the Chacham say you can't, and Zochin Rambam says you can't, the Chacham say you could, then he'll become, that's one of the things they could argue about comes Zochin Rambam. Now, what's the Isser of being Ma'abra D'Shana? Let's say, why can't you, according to the opinion of holding, now that you're Ma'abra D'Shana, after Purim, why not? What's the reason? So the Gemara says clearly, the Farshim say over there in the Gemara, clearly, that the only reason why you're not allowed to be Ma'abra D'Shana, merely when I'm Torah, you're allowed to be Ma'abra D'Shana, after Shchadish Nisan, it's also not Torah, you can't be Ma'abra D'Shana, it's already too late, the year's over. It's already a new year. But before Rosh Chodesh Nisan Min HaTorah, you're allowed to be Ma'arav D'Shana. It's not a problem. The only reason why you're not allowed to be Ma'arav D'Shana is Gzeir Midrabanan, because we're afraid that people know that there's always exactly a month between Purim and Pesach, and if you end up adding, you end up playing around and making it leap year, not a leap year, so people are going to get confused and they're going to come to eat the chametz on Pesach. Because they're not going to realize that really there's a leap year. Because you're ready. You know what happened? You already kept Purim. You already had a Purim, and then you add an extra leap year. You add extra Adar, so people are going to get confused. There's going to be a problem with chametz. So that's a chashash midrabbanan. Right? So what does the Gemara say? The Zochin Mamre is arguing with chachamim about whether you're allowed to be ma'arav d'shana after Purim. That means they're arguing about a derabbanan. If they're arguing about a derabbanan, what do you see? It's like the Rama. That the coup comes up and marry me about a derabbanan, even though it's not a deraisa. It's a kash on the Ramban. It's not only a right to the Ramban, it's a kash on the Ramban. Right? How can the Ramban say that there can't be zok and marry on a derabbanan? It's clear that it does become zok and marry on a derabbanan. So it's clear it's a kash on the Ramban. So there's an shnatz teretz that's given by the Chazanish in Chazanish Sanhedrin Simcha Gimel. Chazanish says that, you know, really they're arguing, really you could explain the argument about a deraisa. Talk to Chazanish that any time you're ma'abra d'shana, you can't just get a bezin together if you're ma'abra d'shana. Any three people get, even if they're munchen, and they have smicha, get together and be ma'abra d'shana and be a bezin. It doesn't work like that. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, earlier on Daf Yalaf, I think, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you cannot be ma'abra d'shana without the reshus from the nasi. You need permission from the nasi in order to be ma'abra d'shana. So how could the Zochin Mamre go and say, well, I hold that you should be Ma'abra D'Shana after Purim, and the Sanhedrin holds you can't be Ma'abra D'Shana after Purim, or all the way around, right? How could the Zochin Mamre say, be Ma'abra D'Shana, what do you mean? What happens to the Nasi? You can't go against the Nasi. The Nasi holds you can't be Ma'abra D'Shana. How can I go be Ma'abra D'Shana? So what the Gemara means to say is not that the Zochin Mamre is arguing with the Chachamim about this Gzeir Midrabanan. It's much deeper than that. The Zochin Mamre is arguing with the koyach of the Nasi to be Ma'abra D'Shana. He says, you don't need the Nasi to be Ma'abra D'Shana. I'll be Ma'abra D'Shana without the Nasi. That's what Chazanish says. So this halacha that you need the Nasi, to be Nasi's permission, Ma'abra D'Shana, that's a deraisa. So Chazanish is saying, really, that's how we have to, obviously, right, the Rabban is going to have to say something like this. The Rabban is saying that really the machloikis is not a machloikis over the Rabbanon. The machloikis is really, Machloikis is about a deraisa. So I want to go back to the first kasha. First kasha the Ramban asked on the Rambam. The Ramban's kasha on the Rambam was, how could you tell me that loisasa goes on the Rabbonons? If that's the case, so then, if that's the case, then, no, I'm sorry, let's go back to the kasha. Kasha is, how could we say, the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam is, how could we say that a person will be able to come zok in mamri on a derabbanan? The Gemara says the Gemara is mavur not like that. Where's the Gemara mavur not like that? Because we saw the Gemara says that in order to become a zokin mamre, he has to argue with the chamim on a darvish is doinoi kares v'shigasi chatas. So he has to be darvish is doinoi kares v'shigasi chatas. How could the zokin mamre argue with the Chacham. He has to be some sort of halacha that has this nafkemino for something which is negeya karis or negeya chatos. Now, if he's arguing with the Chacham about a derabonon, obviously there's no karis and no chatos on the derabonons. Chacham didn't make karis on the derabonons. The derabonons are not karis. So this is Raman's cash. The Raman says the whole sugya is busy saying he needs doini karis and shikasi chatos. So if he needs doini karis and shikasi chatos, obviously, the Zogin Mamre can't argue over the Rabbanon. And Rabbanon, he doesn't become a Zogin Mamre. And we added that the Ramban holds that if there's no Isser to become a Zogin Mamre, you can't tell me that Leisosser is a general Isser. Listen to the Chacham. You should listen, you shouldn't be over what the Chacham say. And Zogin Mamre is one way how to be over it. I mean, there's two ways to be over it. You can be over Stam Zeben not listening, and another way of being over by becoming Zogin Mamre. It's not. The lab is only going on Zogin Mamre. Because if you could split it, then the Ramban doesn't have any kash. What's his kash zogin mamre? Maybe it's a split. But or maybe you'll say not. You'll say that the Ramban's kasha is only on this that the Rambam says that you could become a zogin mamre on a derabon by comments. The Ramban says clearly that you become a zogin mamre on a derabon. That's zikra kash.
Okay.
So the question is, let's talk about how to answer this specific kash. How do we answer this? Is the Ramban again? The Rambam says that if the zogin mamre gets up and he says chometz erev Pesach only becomes officer after chatzos. Before Chatzos, you can eat all the chametz you want. And we know the Chazal said, no, it's awesome. It's awesome with the Rabbanon, take chametz, even 1 hour before Chatzos. From Shoshishis, it's awesome, right? So they're arguing over the Rabbanon, Zokti Raman, this guy is Zokti Raman, he gets killed. What do you mean? It sounds like Karis. Zokti Kesav Mishnah. Kesav Mishnah says, interesting, Kesav Mishnah says, you're right, there's no direct Karis that comes out from Zokti Raman, from this chametz, from this over the Rabbanon. However, what happens if you take this chametz and you mikadosh yishu with the chametz? You take the chametz and you go to the woman and you say, "I remember because that's mikadosh yishu with shavik kesef." If the chametz is also b'hanom and the rabbanon has no shakas, so you mikadosh yishu, she's not married. If it's mutter like the zogin mamre wants, that'll be mutter. Then she's mikudeshes. And once she's mikudeshes, so now nafkimin mikudeshes is so she's mezana with somebody else. She's kind of cursed. So it's not. So we have a nafkemino that's negeres doni karis. I'm going to say it's a little bit far-fetched. But the truth is that if you look in the Gemara has a lot of cases. Yeah, how is Ibra Hashanah? We said the case of Ibra Hashanah. How is Ibra Hashanah negeres karis? If Ma'abr is not Ma'abr the Shana, it's also indirect. It'll be nafkemino. It's indirect nafkemino. It'll be comments. It's also not direct. Rashi in the whole studio, Rashi himself mentions cases like this. Where you need that in order to come up with this doni karis. He says, oh, if you take the money, you kadosh isha, there'll be karis. So it's not so far. It's not so far to
it's
say.
There's no ifs, really. It'll always be an afkamina.
Okay, I hear. That's what the Kesav Mishnah is saying, you have an afkamina like that. Lamaiso, it's a shtickle pella. Rabbi Chanan doesn't like it. Rabbi Chanan says that it's not the mashmois of the Rambam. Rabbi Chanan in Kuntras Tibi Seifer. Kuntras Tibi Seifer in the beginning. So he's I believe it's Simon Aleph. He says it's not mashmois of the Kesav Mishnah. Because why did the Rambam give an example of Chametz? Of all the Dirabonans, the Rambam had to pick. Rambam wanted to give you an example, so in memory argues that the chum of the rabbanon. Yeah? There are lots of the rabbanons. Why did the Rambam have to pick chametz? Chametz b'shoshishus, b'sepis. Why did he pick that one? Teretz is, because chametz is an issur karis. If you eat chametz on Pesach, it's karis, right? Right? So, therefore, the Rambam is telling you there's a rabbanon that's connected to karis. Right? According to the case of Mishnah, Why becoming Zokin Mamre on the Chometz B'Shoshishis? Because Chometz has an Issacharis? It's not because Chometz has an Issacharis. It's because if you're Mekadosh and Isha, there'll be an Issacharis that'll come out from the Chometz. Right? But then the fees that doesn't make an Afkamina if the Issa that the Zokin Mamre is arguing about is Chometz, or it's a different Dirabonon as a Shiloh, whether it's your money or not, whether it's also about Nol. It'll be a different Issa about Nol. It's not. Is there no Dirabon? Let's say it'll be Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also a Dirabon. There's no Chiyuv, let's say. It's not Karis. Right? Yeah. But it's still Karis because you're Kaddish Isha. So why do I have to give an example of Chometz? why punk the Rambam this example? So Rabbi Chanan says that Vaistois, you see a big Yisoyev in this Rambam. You see from the Rambam that the Rambam holds, this is that the Gemara says, that Zokin Mamre, you need Zdoini Karis, Shigdosi Chatos. It doesn't mean that the thing that the Zokin Mamre is arguing with the Chachamim is something that on this thing itself, on this particular prat, if you're over, you'll be chayiv karis. The Zokin Mamre argues with the Chachamim about chametz b'shoshishis. Right? Now, if you eat chametz b'shoshishis, you definitely will not be chayiv karis. You're only over this at the Rabbon. However, chametz b'shoshishis is a gzeira of the chametz on Pesach, and if you eat chametz on Pesach, there will be a chiyuv karas. So the Gemara doesn't say that it has to be that the Zogin Mamre is coming to be mechayiv you karis, and the Chomer are patering you from karis, and the Zogin Mamre is patering you from karis, and the Chomer are being mechayiv you karis. The Zogin Mamre is arguing over a dover sheyesh v'zayne karis, something that's shayich to the parsha of karis. Chomitz is shayich to the parsha of karis. So any derabbanon that's connected to the Isra of Chomitz and Pesach will also be included in the Zogin Mamre. That's how Rabbi Cholin explains the Rambam. So that's why it makes a lot of sense. That's why the Rambam chat on this case of chametz. Of all the Rabbanon's around it, why is it big chametz? Because chametz is talking about the Rabbanon that shayeth to Zayni Karis. And that's how the Rambam learns Zayni Karis. And according to that, it's very good. The Rambam doesn't have a kash on the Rambam anymore. The Rambam is married with kash from Arsuyu. Which shita that'll stit it. Which hopefully we'll talk about in the next class here. About exactly which shita of the Tanam the Rambam holds like. But then it's not negated in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds, even if the Rambam holds like your mayor, that you need Zorish, Zorin, Karish, Shulas, Echata, still Rabbi Chanan will say, according to his explanation in the Rambam, we still consider every Darabonim is potentially to be Zorish, Zorin, Karish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.